Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection. November 4th, 2020. And I have recorded this prior to the election, so I'm not sure exactly how it came out, but I just want to speak peace into this whole spiritual atmosphere that's going on right now. And I have a prophetic word for the month of November. My Enlightened Connections team is in the chat room if you're on my website, which is DougAddison.com, or you can actually put in your questions. We monitor all of the channels that we're on right now with social media. We value your questions, and I'll be doing some Q&A at the end as well. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and on YouTube, Doug Addison. The reason I have all the different ones is because I started on this a very long time ago, before I realized that I probably should have had one name, that social media was going to be that big. Yeah, that's how long ago. But you can grab my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. Let's get rolling. Lord, we thank you. Now, we have the elections in the United States, and no matter what happens, you're still in charge. And we pray for peace in the atmosphere. There's a spiritual atmosphere that is all stirred up right now. And we just pray for peace. We pray, Lord, for the anointing to heal coronavirus. And we ask, Lord, for the supernatural anointing plus the cures to be released as well. We pray for the ones who are the first responders and the hospitals and things that just are very tired right now, I can imagine, or anyone who's lost a loved one or lost a job. We just ask for the supernatural grace to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've got a prophetic word for the month of November. It's infusion of hope, strength, peace, and power is here. I saw the Lord releasing angels and infusing people with a new wind to get through the situation we are right now. Habakkuk 1:5, the Lord spoke to me this. He said, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if I told you. The Lord's going to bring about some surprising changes starting this month. It's going to unfold over the next couple of months. He's not forgotten you. He's moving behind the scenes, beneath the surface. He's really bringing things into place for a breakthrough in the midst of the storm. Now, the key to this is to stay at peace and trust. Stay at peace and trust. Watch for God to answer some prayers and bring some breakthroughs in your life. And he's been sustaining you, really. Now is a time that he's sustaining everybody to take us through this time, because the enemy is the one who unleashed this on the world. But the Lord's still been, he's still in charge. He's still working things out, but he's giving people infusions of hope, strength, peace, and power. And there are ministering angels being released right now to help people get a new wind in the spirit. I'm going to release this. It's a powerful word and anointing that's coming with this. And so I heard the Lord say, do not be afraid, stay at peace. So the first thing that he's releasing is the infusion of hope. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So it's that hope of the Lord. It doesn't disappoint. Many people have been experiencing this heavy grief and discouragement. Have you felt it? I feel the vibe of that. But I won't stay there. I rise above that. I don't stay here on this level where there's all kinds of confusion, there's, you know, vibe, and there's a negative stuff. You rise above that. And when you rise above that, you can get into the peace of God. You can get into the hope of God. And there's been a cloud of discouragement, and the Lord's clearing it out. So watch as God does things. It's going to really surprise you. You'll know it's him. He's going to leave his calling card this month. if you really want to jump into this, it's fun and laughter will help you. It's the joy of the Lord will get you out. I have to do this for myself. I have to put on some fun worship, put on the joy of the Lord, you know, step into the joy of the Lord as well. So Lord, I release that right now. The infusion of hope. I break off discouragement. And the next one is strength. An infusion of strength. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. I love this one in the Message. May you be infused with strength and purity, filled with confidence in the presence of our God. You maybe felt tired lately. Some people have been tired. And I tell you, I can find myself getting pulled into it, especially if I just listen to the news or, you know, start to think about the situation. I just rise above that. And maybe you felt like things have been so discouraging. Well, God's inviting you right now to step into supernatural strength and get a second wind of the Spirit. He's bringing about healing for those who've been giving a lot. Like I saw people who are giving a lot and not getting much back and maybe feeling down from the whole situation maybe you're in or something. I just ministering to these things the Lord showed me. The Lord's going to reveal more into your health and show you how the areas of attack and bring that supernatural energy. Now, this isn't just for people who are down. The Lord's doing this at all levels. God is releasing a supernatural infusion of strength and a new wind of the Spirit. So, Lord, I release that. I release that supernatural strength and the new wind of the Spirit in Jesus' name. The next one is the infusion of peace. John 14:27. My peace I give to you, Jesus said. I don't give it as the world gives it. But do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. That's for today. If you want to get through this time, if you've been discouraged, start to decree John 14:27, because the peace of God is there. And breaking off fear, breaking off these things that's in the world today. So it's very important to learn to stand in the midst of any storm. Satan has over-attacked. He's overplayed his hand against us. And he's been trying to take away our peace. But the Lord is releasing a new ability to stay at peace in the midst of the difficulties, in any circumstance, in any situation. To stay at peace is important. And as you step into this, you're going to become contagious in a good way. You're going to positively affect those around you. I do this all the time. I walk up the street, or I'll do things safely, of course, during this time, but I'll walk into an area, just release the presence and the peace. People start laughing. They don't know why. They don't know. It doesn't matter. Right? Say a thing. Just your presence is going to come and shift things. Right now, Lord, I release this over you. I release this in the name of Jesus, that God would give you that infusion of supernatural peace. Receive that right now. Breathe it in. It's here. The next one is the infusion of power. Micah 3:8, one of my favorite verses. But for me, I'm filled with power, with the Holy Spirit of the Lord. I tell you, that's what I used to decree all the time when I was running low on energy and, you know, when I was walking through some times. I'd decree Micah 3:8 every day, and I'd breathe in this new power. Breathe it in. It's here. You know, God is actually, He's strengthening you. So watch for Him to release new power that you can stand up and battle. You're going to get a power to battle over your situation. And we need to overcome the attacks that have come against us. Many people have felt powerless against the pandemic, against all the stuff going on, maybe against losing your job, whatever. Powerless over 2020, the attacks of 2020. But God is bringing you new power of healing, of the ability to overcome. That anointing is coming right now. So Lord, I release this over people. I release the infusion of power. Whew. Yeah, let that soak in right now. Let that soak in that presence and the power. Wow, let that come over you right now in Jesus' name. There is an infusion of hope, strength, peace, and power coming. And God is going to do some greater things right now. That's what he said to me, the Habakkuk 1:5. He said, "Yeah, I'm going to start doing some things that you won't believe if I told you." Because I asked him, I said, "What are you going to do?" And he says, "I'm going to do Habakkuk 1:5. I'm going to release things that's going to surprise people, no matter what it looks like on the outside." He's doing something, and he's moving right now. So, Lord, we just take this word. We ask that you would apply it to our life, that you would activate it. We pray for those things to come now on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Well, it won't be long, the Lord said. Amos 9:13 in the Message. I really love this verse. Yes, indeed, it won't be long. Here's God's decree. Things are going to start happening so fast that your head will swim. One fast thing over the heels of another. You won't be able to keep up. Everything starts happening all at once everywhere. You look, blessings. Blessings like wine flowing on the mountains and the hills. Now, see, that's coming to us. It's not quite here yet. You can step in it. I'm in it right now. But just overall, you need to battle to get this. I'm walking in this right now. I'm walking in Amos 9:13. Things are happening quickly around me. You know, it's like wine driven off the hills. You know, you can do this. You can step into this place. But it's coming. This is what's coming in the near future as well. I'm just meant overall, you know, with a greater level. There's a flow of refreshment that's available to you right now. You can get it early. And there's a shift happening in the spiritual realm with the pandemic as well as, you know, things that we still need to deal with. The Lord's raising up a remnant to walk in these blessings that I'm talking about here. He's raising up a remnant so that you can go out on the battlefield, because that's where we are right now, bring His glory. He's shifting the spiritual atmosphere to prepare us for what's coming. So I want to just give this word. He's calling you right now to no longer be under your circumstances, but be over them. Instead of being under your circumstance, you need to be over them. Wow, it's a powerful time right now, and I'm expecting things to happen in a greater level. I just want to release this, just the peace, you know, especially in the United States where we've just had the elections, and, you know, the Lord didn't tell me actually who was going to win the elections here. He didn't say anything at all. You know, I've been praying over it, been really praying over things, and really just what I'm all about is helping you to get through this time. Get into this new season and grab hold of what God has. And there's a shift coming. The enemy overplayed. He came with a wave against us. And it's like when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord says that He raises up a new standard. And He has indeed come in like a flood. And the Lord is raising up a new standard. So here's the thing is, don't get hung up in arguments. The Lord told me, He said, you need to really be specific about this and begin to pray. And I had released a prophetic word last month, the call to pray. It was on episode 149 of Spirit Connection, prophetic word, urgent call to pray in October. But it wasn't just for October. It was over the next few months. So I want to encourage you to stay in that place of prayer. God is releasing the watcher anointing, Habakkuk 2:1, where I stand at my station and watch. Whether you're an intercessor or not, the Lord is releasing this special anointing for us right now to pray. And you got to step into it. Doesn't matter how long you do it or whatever. But Jesus modeled for us the power of prayer. We also can shift the spiritual atmosphere from complaining to believing, from fear to faith, and from protest to praise. The Lord showed me this, is that we need to step. I mean, I'm not saying you can't protest anything like that, but that there's a spirit of protest that gets in there and tries to turn things. But we need to get out there and start praising in the midst of the protest. And we're going to see some changes happen. As we're walking through these storms, now Jesus, He did this several times. In Matthew 8:24, a furious storm came and swept over the boat. Satan tried to kill Him. You know, a big storm comes, demonstrated. He was sleeping in the boat during the storm. Then He gets up and rebukes it. So He does take authority. He slept, and then He commanded it, "Peace, be still." And the water listened to Him. So I believe that you can speak to your storm in the same way. And, you know, Jesus said in Matthew 14:27, in the midst of the storm, He said this, "Take courage. do not be afraid. Matthew 14:27, take courage and do not be afraid. So here's another one, Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes like the flood, like he's doing right now, the Lord will indeed lift up a standard. And so no matter what your storm is right now, God has promised you, and he's raising up a new standard. In fact, the Lord says this, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. And things are moving quickly right now, and I believe the Lord's using the storms right now to mature us, to help us make sure that we stop grumbling and blame shifting and giving into fear and hopelessness. We want to be prepared. In Hebrews 13:5, he says this, that never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So here it is. If you're having trouble with that, with isolation and loneliness, Hebrews 13:5, it's the Lord's promise. You take that to the bank. You can take that to the courts of heaven. And the Lord is going to cause things, you know, to suddenly shift. We will see this. I'm not sure when, but Satan has unleashed everything against us to try to stop revival from happening. And we need to break out and move forward by trust and faith. There also repayment will come. Joel 2:25, I will repay you for the years the locust has eaten. The Lord's going to be, he's moving right now to repay for the injustices that are happening as well as financial. And we will see through this, I'm telling you. And it will require to come into agreement with heaven and God's character and not the plan of the enemy. It's important to do that. And when you do that, it will shift. And we need to respond with love and do the best we can to stay at peace and stay out of discouragement. This is important right now, especially with the negative spiritual atmosphere that's around us. Ooh. It's stirred up everywhere. So Lord, we pray and activate this prophetic word. We pray that you would raise up that new standard. Bring in the flood from heaven to overcome the flood of the enemy. We pray for the justice system to kick in. We pray, Lord, that you would bring things on earth as it is in heaven. Increase the anointing. Increase peace right now. Increase the hope that we need. Hope does not fail. We pray, Lord, that you would increase these things, increase our strength, increase our love for one another. We pray these in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, that's a powerful prophetic word. You can take that one to the bank too. The Lord's moving right now. And wow, I'm excited for what's coming. I've got a new training coming. And I do, it's like a school of ministry almost, as like being part of one. My monthly online paid sessions allow you to do 2 hours of training that you don't have to be there live if you can't. I give you my notes, and sometimes there's handouts and exclusive. There are always exclusive offers inside them, and they're very affordable, and they're available every month. I do one usually, but I'm doing a really powerful one that's coming out this month in the month of November, and it's called How to Be at Peace in Any Storm, How to Be at Peace in Any Storm Masterclass. It's Saturday, November 21st. It's at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Again, you have to be there live, but we have an early bird offer, $32 until November 8th, and then after that's a regular price of $37. DougAddison.com/peace. Go to that page. I recorded a little video, too. Talks more about it, and I think it's going to be, my goodness, I'm going to show you how to operate in the new abnormal. I'm going to talk about perfect peace, how to step into it. Also, how to develop a three-chord attack against the enemy using peace, love, and hope. How to overcome the spirit of fear, how to eliminate stress and anxiety in your life, how to deal with isolation and cope with those who maybe don't agree with. Also, some biblical strategies and biblical principles that will help you. DougAddison.com/peace. Consider donating to our cause. We are a nonprofit organization, been going now for 19 years. My wife, Linda, and I founded Inlight Connection 19 years ago. And so you can give DougAddison.com/give, or you can actually see the different ways to give there. Become a partner, actually. Our partners are people who give every month. If you just commit to giving every month, we invite you. Then there's several fun things that'll happen. You get discounts on everything, and also you get invited to my monthly mentoring session. It's a monthly mentoring meeting with the partners and students and the behind-the-scenes stuff. I've been doing it for a long time. It's a live video where you can ask me questions, you can interact. We also have a private training portal, a Facebook group, and we always have a partner coach. She used to be called a pastor, but she's a coach and partner coach, and our whole team that supports you as part of being a partner or a student as well. So anyway, wow, real excited about what's coming, and I want to encourage you to be encouraged. So I got a few questions here. We do the Q&A every month, and these are some things that we didn't get to on some of the other events that I had done. So here's something from Anna. She says, she asked this, what do you do when you don't know what the three-quarters attack of the enemy is made of? Now, I talk about three-quarters attacks. It's Ecclesiastes 4:12. One can be overpowered. Two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Now, that's a principle of the Lord. That's why when you start going through things in your life, you don't want to be alone in praying. Listen to me, because it says one will be overcome. You can be overpowered. You come into agreement, you can at least defend yourself. You get three people or more, then, you know, it's harder to break. Now, the enemy has learned this principle as well. He tries to come at you. It's one of my teachings I do. It was a revelation I got about the three-quarter attacks against you. And so Anna was asking, what if I don't know what it is? Well, then, if you don't know, then maybe there isn't one. You know what I mean? What I'm saying, if there's areas of your life where the enemy's kind of overpowering you, the Lord might show you that it's a three-quarter. Doesn't always have to be. It doesn't have to be a three-quarter attack. So to bring some balance to my teaching, it's these areas of your life where the enemy tries to come in. He comes in like a flood, and he actually gets to open doors. That's the key here. Open doors can happen if we have areas of sin that we haven't dealt with, or maybe some generational curses or some things like that. Those are called open doors. And it takes time to, you can learn to discern these as well, and you can get them closed. And here's the thing, I am a believer. In fact, I live just the fullness of the cross of Christ. And, you know, I live in that Jesus did it all. The blood of Jesus, the Word of God is everything. And so some people say to me then, well, then how come you're doing these deliverance and different things like that? Well, here's the thing. If it's working for you, if everything is honky-dory, everything is good, you're not seeing any attacks in your life, you're blessed financially, you're not sick, then sure, my goodness, the cross of Christ, the fullness of the cross of Christ is enough. But if you are seeing attacks, there's a leak in the system. And that's what I specialize in, is helping people find that leak. You know, maybe there's a leak in the system that's getting in, a generational curse you didn't know about. And maybe there's something that's going on. And so this is what I'm talking about here. And so here's another question from Blair, who asks, are attacks always because of open doors? She says, I've heard that Satan will attack if you're doing the right thing to detour you. So are there just attacks are bound to come? Yeah, you're right, Blair. This is true. There's an attack that comes, you know, open doors, you know, get the bigger ones usually. But you could be experiencing warfare because you're doing something. We notice this in our ministry when we do evangelistic outreaches. My goodness, we get warfare. Now, there's a difference here. Warfare is a kind of a different than a direct attack. Warfare is the stuff that comes, you know, like there's a lot of confusion that might come. There's, you know, a few mishaps here and there, you know, things like that. That's warfare. You know, you drop something, you break it over, things like that. That's warfare. But if you're getting hit with sickness, or you're getting hit with stuff more higher level, you know, and that's causing you to go to a hospital, now that's what I'm talking about. Those are the attacks. Warfare is something that you can deal with. In fact, you can get backlash. I don't focus on it, but you can get backlash for doing good things, yes. But attacks are the ones that come in. They start messing with your body, or, you know, your metabolism and different things like that. So you can break this. So yes, attacks are bound to come, Blair. Good point. It's good to know the difference between it. And actually, you can take my online training I just did on spiritual warfare and the spiritual warfare master class that I just did, where I walk you through this as well. Here's one from Gabrielle. Do I have authority to bind things in my life over the loved ones who have walked away from the faith? Yes, you do. You have authority, especially if it's someone in your family. You have authority to stand on their behalf and stand the gap. And you can go into the courts of heaven, or that's just a place of prayer, and you could actually ask the Lord, based on this, you know, family members that have walked away from the Lord, you can indeed do this. You have the power and the authority. You can do it with friends as well. Here's another question. Is there a prayer to stop the very chatty, undisciplined mind that I have? And that's a nice one. Yeah, I'm sure I could probably find one. But you know what you can do is ask the Lord to take authority, because we need to renew our mind. And one of the prayers just didn't come off, you know, like the top of my head. I didn't think about which one it might be. But begin to ask the Lord to work through some things in your life. We walk through this on how to renew your mind. I do it a couple of different ones of my training. The most recent one, which will be rerunning again, is my school ministry. It's a 49-day school. In fact, we're just finishing the one we just did, and we just finished it, and we're going to rerun it again next year. But it's called Launch Your Life Purpose, and I walk you through how to take authority over those things, how to recognize that negative self-talk and to renew your mind. Here's another one. Once curses are broken, this is from Deborah, can you stop future ones or any of those from trying to reoccur? Well, you can. Actually, they might come back. In fact, they will try to come back to try to get in. So yes, once a curse gets broken or something gets broken in prayer, yes, they will try to come back, and you need to arrest them. You know what I mean? You need to take authority over them, and they will stop if it's truly broken, if there's no other, you know, open doors or something else. But they will come back and try to hit you again and again. And you start taking them, take it back into the courts, you know, into the place of prayer and say, no, I broke this. And you do that, then you'll see they will eventually stop. And there's some things like that. Now, I just wanted to say this because I noticed that there's people who don't, if you have things in your life that is hitting you and you don't know why, then there is a prayer that's on, I think it's AslanPlace.com. Aslan Place is Paul Cox's ministry. Just wanted to do an internet search and say the back door prayer. And this is a prayer, it's a general prayer that closes the back door to anything that you might have, or it'll reveal if there's things like that. So just to do an internet search, back door prayer, Paul Cox or Aslan Place. It's free. Pray that prayer and see what happens. All right. Well, it's been a great one. I really love this. And be at peace in the storm. Remember that we've got the training that's coming up on how to stand in any storm. And the Lord's going to move right now in your life. I want to say thanks to our entire Headlight Connection team. So blessed by you. And they've really been a powerful, powerful force that helps me. Anyway, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.